It's a good evening in PH, and some of you have missed this podcast because you've already taken rest in places like India and Australia, so this will be tomorrow's podcast for you. My apologies, but it's been quite busy, not just today, but things are really speeding up. I have many local national duties in Hungary, international duties on the GBC level, and I'm not even writing any books at this time. But still there's so many things to do and areas upon which of service to concentrate on that sometimes it's difficult for me to keep up the scheduling of the podcasts. Please bear with me for that. And this is in Pécs, the southmost city of Hungary. We have a very nice temple over here. Sanctan devotees are getting ready to go out on marathon. And tomorrow I'll go back to Budapest. I came down here with Prithvi Pati because we were going over the projections and finances of the temple. Unfortunately, when we got on the train, even though we were traveling in first class compartment, while we were talking before the train took off, someone mysteriously stole his old computer. Just imagine that. We're just sitting there, and just above our heads is the luggage. And it's a good thing they didn't take my bag, because my bag had Radha Damodar in it, as well as my computer. Of course, the computer can be replaced, but Radha Damodar couldn't. So I guess that's a real wake-up call to be careful, because there are so many people out there who are trying to live upon the resources of others. And I'll be going back to Budapest to stay there overnight, and on Friday heading off to Inishvat for the weekend in Ireland. Gorshakti Prabhu, Vishwambar, Krishnamai coming with me. Madhav is flying in from Switzerland, and we'll be having a weekend of chanting Hare Krishna. Irish devotees will be there. Many devotees from England are coming. I hear the whole Welsh Yatra is coming. And if you want to fly in, better make arrangements quick. Get in touch with Manu Prabhu. He's the person coordinating everything. And then I'll be coming back on Monday. Before continuing on, a few announcements. One is that all the production printing costs for Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani have been covered. Real thanks to all of those who have donated, and I'm not going to mention names because some individuals don't want their names mentioned, but there were two larger donations of $15,000 apiece, and some other smaller ones. In any case, the entire cost of printing of the books has been met, which is good news. But the reason that we had to raise the funds in order to print this book is because the bad news is that Krishna Sangati sales, inventory, and so on is in such disarray that the funds aren't there from the previous book in order to print this one. So once again, if you're out there with some books in stock that you either haven't sold, then please sell them. If you have Lakshmi for books that you sold, please send it in. And if there are people that you know who would like to read about Krishna, then please order some books, either from Varshana in the UK, if you happen to be there, in America. Adhikara Prabhu is sitting on top of a pile of books in Alachua. They're available there, or they're available from Krishna Culture. Otherwise, you can contact Chaitanya Chandra Prabhu, or even put in orders on the podcast here, and I'll forward them to the distributors. I was quite inspired by the questions on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we've been answering over the last 3 days. The source of that inspiration is because they were challenging questions. I encourage devotees, if they can, to bring in these type of questions that we meet with people when we're in the field of preaching, how people challenge our philosophy, our spiritual practices, our convictions. I find these more enlivening than, for instance, questions about what should I do if all the devotees who don't chant their rounds ask me to offer respect. That's also relevant and it's also important, but these questions can naturally be understood if we understand really the siddhanta, or the basis of Krishna consciousness, and we're very fixed in our beliefs. And sometimes these other so-called personal questions tend to just sort of run off into the realm of the mind, because they're a product of not being really engaged in full Krishna consciousness, and particularly not being engaged in preaching. Because when one preaches, many of these personal problems just recede into the background and become insignificant by comparison to the situation of conditioned souls. And the other, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam, Krishna gives intelligence from within for devotees to actually address these issues. Okay, so if you have any more of these questions, this is what people say when we're preaching. This is what they said when we're on Sankirtan. I was at a preaching program and someone says, how do you know that Vedic literatures are authentic and haven't been changed? These are the type of questions that Srila Prabhupada would brought his followers to ask him when he was on his morning walks and conversations. I find them personally enlivening as well. Okay, on another topic, and please look at the announcements, and you'll see an announcement on Gita Jayanti. Gita Jayanti is taking place on the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of December. Now, actually, in truth, real Gita Jayanti takes place on the 1st of December, which is on Mokshada Ekadasi. However, I'll be doing Gita Jayanti readings in Hungary on these three dates. And what I shall do is on the podcast, I'll be putting out on the first day the first six chapters, the second day the second six, and the third six chapters, so devotees can download those chapters on the successive days, and in that way also participate in the Gita Jayanti and also chant along. Now, for those of you who don't know how Gita Jayanti takes place, it takes place in the following way. We chant the entire Bhagavad Gita. I chant the Sanskrit, and those devotees who participate, they simultaneously chant the translation, which may be in this case either Hungarian or English. After each verse, everyone says Swaha, and then we continue like that with breaks in between every six chapters. Simultaneously, there's a yajna going on, so that oblations are being poured into the fire after every shloka. And in addition to that, the purpose is not just to read the Bhagavad Gita, but to do seva to the Bhagavad Gita by distributing it. So devotees sponsor at least five volumes of the Bhagavad Gita, which they then either distribute themselves, give away to their friends, or they ask the temples to give away to schools, hospitals, prisons, colleges, libraries, etc. If any of you out there would like to sponsor some Bhagavad Gitas here in Hungary, then we're happy to arrange for that in your name. There's a minimum of five books which can be sponsored, and some devotees do as many as 100 or even 500. You can look at the announcements, and the costings of the three types of books available will also be there. So if you like to sponsor Bhagavad Gita's, then please let us know, and that will also give me an opportunity to increase my book distribution. This is my opportunity to help distribute books during the Christmas marathon. Last year we did about 1,800 Bhagavad Gita's in the 3 days. This year it would be nice to do 2,000 or maybe even 2,500. So if you'd like to sponsor books to be distributed in Hungary, let me know. And now that we're talking about book distribution, which is the only thing worth talking about, or at least the most important thing that's worth talking about, a little while back I mentioned that we should be running a Christmas marathon here on the podcast. That means that devotees out there should decide if you want to participate in Sankirtan, send in your names, and let's see if the audience of this podcast can become a Sankirtan force in itself with scores that we can submit to the Sankirtan newsletter. And obviously, this is Srila Prabhupada Marathon. Give pleasure to Srila Prabhupada. That would mean that wherever you are, you purchase books and you distribute books over the period of the Christmas marathon, whether that means going out an hour or two once a week, or an hour a day, or on your way to work, or wherever you are. And now I'm not talking about full-time devotees who are already engaged in book distribution in their own temples. I'm speaking about those devotees who are not distributing books, who are not engaged full-time in a temple, but who have the sentiment that they should do this service as much as they can at this time of the year. And when does the marathon begin? Well, here in Hungary, it begins officially on the 27th, which is a full 4 weeks running right up until Christmas. Now, I suggest we start with that as well, and it may take everyone a little time to break in, but I'm sure that devotees will pick up steam once they get used to the spirit of the Sankirtan. What I would like to do is to get a list of name and pledges from devotees out there. Just send them in. You just send them in to the administration, and we'll have a sheet with every devotee's name, and give a pledge. Give a pledge of how many times a week you're going to go out on book distribution over the period of the 4 weeks following the 27th, which is just a little less than 2 weeks away. And then send us in your scores on a regular basis. We're going to keep a score sheet, and that way we'll see how many books are being distributed. This will really bring pleasure to Srila Prabhupada. It will make this podcast really useful. Aside from all the talking that's going on here, the result of all of this talk should be somehow or another an increase in preaching. An increase in preaching means an increase in book distribution. So if by this podcast we can't increase book distribution in the Krishna consciousness movement, then I'm wasting my time talking, you're wasting your time listening. This is how Srila Prabhupada would measure the success of any activity. So my humble request is, get books from your local temple, purchase them, go out, sell them. The book scores for selling those temples, selling those books, we'll go to the podcast, we'll send them in on the Sankirtan, to the Sankirtan newsletter, and as far as the profits that come from the books, well, let's see, maybe you can use those profits in order to contribute to the service of the nearby temple. Give it to the deities, give it to the local Gurukula, give it to the project of your choice that's going on, make a special gift to the temple. And of course, devotees there will be in ecstasy that there's extra book distribution going on. So I'm waiting to see the names. Let's hear your names, Srimati. I know you're out there somewhere in the jungle. Just find some alligators and monkeys over there who want to read Srila Prabhupada's books and not eat them, and go out on a daily basis. Well, if you can do it daily, that's fine, but if you can't do it daily, go out once a week, one day a week, and distribute some books, take the kids with you, and let's do something wonderful for Srila Prabhupada. Otherwise, what's the use of our being here? Well, now, that's 50 minutes of announcements, and I guess I'll just leave it at that, and continue tomorrow with some other questions, philosophy, talks, and so on. But, you know, this is the real thing. The real thing is not just talking, but doing. And doing means preaching. And preaching means book distribution. And let's distribute books, because it's the best time of the year to distribute books. And Srila Prabhupada will be pleased. And if Srila Prabhupada is pleased, then all the answers to all of your questions will automatically be there, because